In a historic turn, Roanoke City voters have elected Republican Nick Hagan to city council, marking the first time a Republican has won a seat in about two decades. Democrat Terry McGuire will be the vice mayor after securing about 19% of the vote in yesterday's election, and Democrat Faison Nash secured a seat on council with the second most votes at just under 19%. Hagan says being elected to city council is a humbling experience.
When my grandfather was in the House of Delegates back in the late 60s, early 70s, and he helped break the Byrd machine that was here in our area. And so it's definitely one of those things about like kind of that history. And that's kind of humbling to me because it's building on that. You know, I mean, that's realistically to me, that's what that means. It's not like some glory or anything like that.
Hagan says once he takes office in January, he wants to represent those who supported him and those who did not.
Wanting to hear from you, like, hey, is there a concern about, you know, issues with your road or not being paved or, you know, you're concerned about lighting not being adequate in where you're at. Like, that's one of those things that council can help address, and I'm hoping to hear from people. Regardless, like, that's our system. I'm supposed to, if Roanoke feels I should serve, I'm supposed to represent everybody.
Hagan's about 15% was enough to stave off pushes from independent Evelyn Powers and the third Democrat, Benjamin Woods. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.